10-minute training. Here we go. We're going to talk tonight about posturing so that you know how to make a connection. Okay, now, you hear people talk about posture. What does that mean? Posturing is when you take a stance where you can put your shoulders back and you can literally, in confidence, believe and know what you're talking about. And I want you to make a connection with people. So there's a way to make a connection in person, and there's a way to make a connection over the phone. So I'm going to give you a couple illustrations tonight. Hopefully that what I teach you tonight, you'll be able to put into practical application this week. Remember what Ray talked about activity knowledge. That's when you practice what you learn tonight. So hopefully you'll have a nice report to tell me about. Now, when you want to relate with somebody over the phone, very simply, posturing comes in your voice. And I'm going to give you an exercise this week to be able to do to learn how to really make this happen. Practicing and learning how to emulate someone. And the same thing works in person as how to simply emulate or become kind of a chameleon with people. To make people feel more comfortable, when you talk to them, you want to talk in their same voice tones. So let me give you an example. Did you ever play the game when you were a kid and you started parroting one of your siblings? And she says, "Mom," and you said, "Mom," and she says, "I'm telling, stop copying me," and you said, "Stop copying me," and remember how you did that with your voice in those fun little games we played till literally we agitated the other person? You remember how that game took place? This is the exercise that I want you to do this week. I want you to use your listening skills. I want you to emulate the radio. I want you to emulate the infomercial commercials, so I'm really going to ask you to watch for the commercials and not mute them. I'm going to ask that you play the game with even your own family or people you meet as they start to talk. Now listen to the difference of what I want to share with you. If I call somebody and I want to talk to somebody about my opportunity, I'm going to call them on the phone, and if I get somebody that says hello and they're kind of slow speaking, and I said, "Hi, my name is Carlin. How are you?" I'm already, we're not making a connection. They're going, "God, I want to get off the phone." Okay? If I am a person who talks very monotone and slow, and I get somebody that goes, "Hi, you've just reached the McCarroll household. How you doing?" Or you get those kind of calls. Well, what happens is, if I can't bring my voice tones up, I'm not going to match that person to make that connection. Now, have you ever heard that you have just a few seconds with you to find out if you like somebody or you don't? It all happens in the first few seconds, and it's all based on the magic of posturing. So to make that connection in person with somebody, not only do you listen to the voice tones, but you begin to also do the same thing with your body language. So if somebody's sitting across the table from you, to make them feel comfortable as you meet them, simply emulate with your hands what their hands are doing. Simply sit forward in your seat if they're sitting forward. If they sit back, you sit back. And they don't understand why they feel this connection, but the connection comes because they're comfortable with you. And the comfort zone lowers their awareness of being, or just, it lowers the wall of resistance where they kind of go, "Wow, I'm feeling really comfortable." So the wall goes down. The next thing that begins to happen is they begin to relate and listen to you because you begin to build a trust with these people right away. So now, in person, emulate them gently with your body language. And over the phone, you must emulate with your listening skills. You must listen to voice inflections and how things sound. And you have to start working on that. The practice to put this into application is to simply begin to do some fun things in the car. We've all done it when we listen to music. You try to emulate the singer that you hear. Now emulate the commercial. Emulate those fun little commercials where people have made all of that fun, expensive ditties happen, where you're listening and they're giving you a little show. "What? You're going to call the cops? Wait, hold on." Do that with your voice. Do those crazy things, and you're going to feel crazy when you do them, but your failure zone is your comfort zone. So I want you to step out of that comfort zone to be able to emulate, to be able to hear those things, to be able to feel comfortable. You have to take that first step. So this is the practice. This is the exercise that's going to get you comfortable. As you begin to listen, you'll begin to hear and emulate people's listening skills. It will become part of your nature to hear when somebody talks to you in a calm state when somebody's excited and they raise the pitch of their voice, when somebody talks very fast because they want to get something done, or somebody who's very slow and methodical. You'll begin to learn those things, and they'll come on as second nature. You won't even know you're doing it. When we do call blitzes and we're calling people or just talking to people or teaching people how to talk to strangers, and we go out and role play and make these things happen, people will say to me, oh my gosh, you're so good at that, or that lady was so timid and you were real calm for her. It's part of that chameleon thing that happens, but it starts to take place in my nature. I don't even realize I'm doing it. So I'm sharing with you how I learned the skills and how I got there and how I got comfortable with it. And again, it was stepping out of the box. When you get comfortable with this exercise, I'm going to encourage you to try it out on one of your kids or your grandkids or your spouse or even a work partner and have some fun emulating them and till the point of annoyance where they say to you, would you stop it? And you say, would you stop it? And then you tell them, this was an exercise I was supposed to do today. So they'll be gracious with you in understanding that. Let me give you one more tidbit. I'm teaching you how to read people. When you're reading people across the table, I want you to watch their eyes. Their eyes will tell you a lot about how and who they are. If a person and you ask questions like, what kind of car do you want to drive? Where would you like to live? What do you want to be? Where do you want to be in the next 3 to 5 years? If you'll watch their eyes, they'll tell you everything. If the eyes look straight, they're pretty even keeled, matter of fact, and they can read as well as dream, okay? If a person tends to glance up and says, well, and they look up, and especially to the left, when they look up, they're actually dreamers. These are people you would not give a lot of facts to. If you give them a bunch of material to read, you won't capture them in your business. You have to help paint the vision and the dream with just the picture that you create with your voice. And if somebody looks down at the ground or stares down when they answer, they are factual and readers. They tend to want to read facts. So telling them the story is not going to sell them into your program. Sharing stories, but giving them facts and information in their hand to go home with. I am an expressive person. I am a dreamer. If you sat with me and you gave me a bunch of facts, I'm going to go home and I won't call you back to get in your business. But if you learn how to read me and know what I need, then you're going to have a bigger chance of me having my walls of defenses down, opening my door of opportunity to listen, and because you painted a picture for me and we make a connection, you probably got me in your back pocket. That's the way it works. So you have to be what? Sales are something we do for people, not to them. So we have to be about the people, listening, watching, and learning what they need and where we have something that fits into their need, right? So this, hopefully these little tips on learning how to use your voice and read people and these skills will help you with your sales this week and selling yourself.
This concludes our teleclass for tonight. I look forward to meeting you on the next call. This is Carlin in California. Good night.